This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
First, let's start off with it is what everybody would love to ask about is this whole storm that happened. It wasn't something that, you know, we wanted to happen at this point. You know, we're focused on the present. We're focused on now. We're focused on, you know, trying to get this ship moving in the right direction. And I think so far that's what we've been doing. But for this to come out, it's been a distraction. So coming up here and talking about it and addressing it is important today. And so that's what we're here to do.
That was Caleb Williams a few weeks ago talking about Seth Wickersham's book, American Kings, A Biography of the Quarterback. This is Spiegel and Holmes Show, by the way. Oh, and we're giving stuff away. As a matter of fact, we're giving a lot away. We have partnered up with the folks over at Riot Fest. And if you do you want to give it away now, Tanny, or you want to make them wait?
Let's just do it now, yeah.
All right, let's do that. We've got five, as Booker T would say, five pairs of tickets to give away. So be caller 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10 to the contest line, 312-540-0670 right damn now.
And yep.
And you're going to go to Riot Fest.
On Saturday, 9:20. And the Saturday lineup is Weezer and Jack White and Dropkick Murphys.
Ooh.
And the Beach Boys, which has a hilarious backstory.
Stamos is going to be there, right?
Stamos is going to finally be there. They've been trying to get Stamos there forever, and he's actually going to be there, and there's a lot of backstory to that, too.
And you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there on that Saturday as well. Riot Fest is a gas, man. Can't wait.
Speaks is just going to be outside singing the anthem.
Yeah. Hey, I know you're here for some rock and roll, but...
The anthem stage? It's just you the entire time?
No, it's me and Mesmer and Cornelison. All three of us will be there, just hanging out. Whose version you want? What can we do for you?
Where's the flag? It's still there. Still right over there.
Yeah,
I can see it.
I'm just going to be using the word or a lot, you know? Or.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
So I read the book, Speaks.
You read the Wickersham book.
I got an early copy of it. I think it doesn't it come out the day before, the day of the Bears game? I think it officially comes out the day of the Bears-Vikings game.
How'd you get an advanced copy? They send you one, Mr. Media Guy?
Well, we had Seth on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, you were out, though.
I think I was out.
Yeah, so he sent me and Layla copies.
Oh, okay. Ooh, Speaks, you're on the outside looking in on a lot of things being sent to the station.
That's right. I'm just going to take Layla's copy home. That's
I think she's reading it on the plane as we speak.
Wow.
So, because we have a little book club that's going on. We've been talking about it. There's a particular page that she's going to hate in this book, because we find out what Nick Saban's nickname is. It's Daddy. And people in football, when he shows up to stuff, when he showed up to look at Arch Manning, people say, Daddy's coming.
Oh, boy.
She's going to hate that. So anyway, but yeah, I went through the book and it's...
Daddy needs a sleep.
Yeah, yeah, she is going to hate it.
Layla, go ahead. Call me Daddy.
Yep, don't.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. That's but a bad thing.
What did you learn? I mean, I know there's a lot about the quarterback position. He talks a lot about John Elway.
A ton. There's a lot of Warren Moon backstory, which I'm grateful for because his story doesn't get told a lot.
Yeah.
He's just like the finished product Warren Moon and not all the things that led up to him being Warren Moon.
CFL legend Warren Moon before he had a NFL Hall of Fame career.
And seeing like what he went through to just be a high school starter. Like Seth does it's a lot of narrative storytelling. And so at first I was confused because I do like a lot of X and O-E type stuff. And so I was like, oh, okay. And then once I settled into that, being it, and he kind of goes forwards and backwards with the storytelling inside of it. I was like, okay, great. Now I kind of got the rhythm of this and I can work through it. But there's some stuff in here that when you add it to what Ben Johnson was saying to Kay Adams about coaching Caleb Harder, something in the book struck me when I heard this morning.
Caleb says you're hard on him, his words. How would you describe that? How hard are you on him?
I think that's the natural course of coaching. You know, you got to tell guys when it's good. You got to tell them when it's bad. And you know, we've had a healthy back and forth. And he's learning. He's grown. He's a young player. But, you know, I think when you're young, you want to be coached hard because that's going to pull out the best in you. And he's been that way. That's been his approach. He's been very receptive, very coachable. And we see him getting better every day.
All right, well, good. I want to think of Caleb as receptive and coachable and desirous of a really good, firm, hard coaching. Does that dovetail with stuff that you read?
Yeah, it really does, Speaks, because there's a couple of pages in here where it's talking about, remember last week when Mike McDaniel was talking about the QB collective? Well, there's a lot of stuff in here about the QB collective and kind of what went on there. And I'll just give you a couple of graphs of it. By the way, along with looking at Aaron Rodgers' tape, find out that Caleb was also looking at Mahomes, obviously, Russell Wilson and Doug Flutie tape growing up. Because he's not that big.
That's interesting.
Right?
And so, Flutie made crazy amounts of plays and saw his way over linemen, et cetera.
And I thought that you might find this part interesting, too. Okay. And it's something to keep in the back of your mind for the rest of the season. At the quarterback collective camp in Southern California, Green Bay Packers head coach Matt LaFleur watched Williams throw, turned to Will Hewlett, who was a camp counselor, and asked, "Who the bleep is that?" Hewlett had worked with Williams for a few years. He thought Williams was better than Bryce Young, who was a peer of the quarterback circuit and an eventual first overall draft pick. Williams cared in a way that Hewlett knew was rare. He would text Hewlett self-film videos of his practice throws, sometimes 70 at a time. After the QB collective, Carl Williams and Caleb sat in silence as they drove to the airport. Caleb blurted out, quote, "I need more." "More what?" "I need more of that," close quote. More of what QB Collective offered, more learning about Mike Shanahan's offense, which by then half the league was running, more instruction of how to read NFL defenses, more NFL stuff. It clarified to Caleb what mattered most. He deleted 5-star from his social media bios. When people found him, they'd know. More than 80 college coaches visited Caleb at school. His grades suffered. Carl was livid that coaches who arrived in jets couldn't read a class schedule. He instituted a rule, catch Caleb during lunch or not at all. "I shut that bleep down," he says. So here you have a young man who got a little taste of the highest level of coaching.
And wanted more.
And was like, "I want more." And so when I think about then adding him with Ben Johnson, I go, good. Like now you can say, here's someone who can provide more for you.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. And it fits with like little glimpses we've gotten, whether it was on the St. Brown Brothers podcast or other times when you could see that Caleb was excited to get somebody this good and this smart and to follow their lead. And so far, so good in terms of what we saw on the field in his one game there, executing what he was told to execute by the head coach. Going to be a bumpy process, but I like knowing that the student is receptive as he is.
It's really interesting, too, to go back to like some of the pre-draft stuff, because Caleb softened on like his stance of I don't want to go there. Carl did not. He was dead set against Caleb coming here.
Yeah, Carl was the guy who was trying to think about ways that they could get out of coming here.
And he went to great lengths, and it's described in the book of all the lengths that he went to make sure that Caleb didn't end up here. So this part, there's two parts that I think that you find interesting inside of here. There's the paragraph starts with a quote from Ryan Poles. We're drafting you no matter what. That's what he said to Caleb. That didn't go over well with Carl, but by late March 2024, the Bears were both working hard to make Williams comfortable and drawing a non-negotiable line in the sand. The night before his pro day in Los Angeles, Caleb met Poles, Eberflus, newly hired offensive coordinator Shane Waldron, more on him in a minute, and few others in a private dining room at the Bird Streets Club in West Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. We had some fun with that. The Bird Streets Club, baby. Oh, yeah. That's the spot, and it's fancy and schmancy, and ooh, what am I doing here? I don't know. I don't know why I'm here. All right.
The Bears invited some of Williams' USC teammates to see how Caleb interacted with them. It was a fun night, further solidifying Williams as their pick. Poles loved how Williams didn't take out his cell phone the entire evening, which Caleb had learned from Carl, but it left Williams unsure. Quote, do I want to go there? Williams told his confidants. I don't think I can do it with Waldron.
Man.
Close quote.
That, and we heard that as a snippet, but the fact that it comes after the Bird Street gathering. I mean, think about it. Think about how hungry he is for knowledge. And that's the point of those stories by Wickersham to put those together. And I'm glad you're bringing them to us in the book report. Because he's desperate to learn from the best. And instead, he gets Shane Waldron. That's what he gets. He gets Shane Waldron. And Ryan Poles just gives him that dude and a defensive-minded head coach and says, good luck, kid. Figure it out. What a damn shame.
Carl had made it known to the Bears through third parties that he hated the hiring of Waldron, a Phillips Academy graduate who had briefly served as tight ends coach for both the Patriots during their dynastic reign and for the Los Angeles Rams.
Former long snapper.
Waldron had a good reputation around the league, but Carl wanted the Bears to hire someone who was the brains behind the league's most dynamic offenses, not someone who learned how to carry over a playbook. Caleb was wary, too. He asked those close to him, what do you think about the Bears? What do you think? Not what does my dad think? Bad organizations are usually bad for a reason, most replied. So again, this is another, I think it's another good check mark for Ryan Poles hiring Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
This isn't someone bringing someone else's offense.
Yeah.
This is, I'm bringing my offense to teach you.
But they wasted a freaking year.
They did.
And they let Eberflus hire Waldron because Trace Armstrong told him to.
These are the mistakes.
Oh, just horrendous.
All right, a little sidebar real quick, like fun sidebar.
Yeah, because I'm excited, but I'm angry at the same time. I'm retroactively angry and excited about the future.
I thought that the show would enjoy this, okay? Page 313, there is discussion about evaluating quarterbacks. And there are two back-to-back paragraphs where JT O'Sullivan is quoted and then Kurt Warner.
Both have been on the show and both probably will be on the show.
It just made me laugh. Fall. Like, as I'm reading the page, I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
These are all things that have been discussed on the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Well, yeah, because
pure progression,
Kurt gave us pure progression versus read the man, and then we went to JT to get some clarity and some pushback, and we had a really good push and pull with them. It's fun to get two voices who really know what they're talking about that stuff.
Did we know that Caleb had dinner with Denzel
Washington?
Yeah. Did we know that? Or was that new ground? Because that's in the book.
Denzel, not a fan of television sports opinionaires.
He's not.
Woo! Did you catch that stuff, Larry?
I did. Even though he was sitting there with the guy who does the thing.
And Denzel was being performative with his opinion right there. But it was very entertaining. It's a damn shame he talks about Nick Wright like that.
Everybody's got an opinion. We live in a world of opinionaires. You know, that's what I call them, opinionaires. They're all the shows, a bunch of guys, and a couple of them that have played, but most of them who have an opinion about what something should be when they haven't done it. Those who can't talk about those who can't. Those who have know what they're talking about. Those who haven't don't. Period.
I'm 37 years old, well-educated.
I didn't say that.
Well, Denzel raised an NFL player, right?
Yeah, he did.
So, you know.
Yeah.
He is open to the opinion.
Did you add that Jaws music to any? Was that yours?
No.
Interesting choice. Not talking about day tripping. Pleasure boating.
All right, one more fun thing for you.
Please do. Okay? This is Lawrence Holmes giving us excerpts from the helping, friendly, very readable Wickersham book.
Caleb Williams didn't party at frat houses. He lived in a high-rise with views of downtown.
Yeah, man.
Carl ordered condoms in bulk, knowing that the only things that could derail Caleb's career were a bad injury or a bad relationship. Quote, if something's gonna happen, he told his son, I'd rather you be protected and safe.
Here you go, son. We're talking bulk. I mean,
in bulk.
I mean,
he's the quarterback at USC.
Yeah, living in his own high rise.
And having lived on his own since he was, what, 14 years old?
Here's a pallet. Here's a pallet full.
Here's everything you need.
You know what? He was talking about pleasure boating. He was, as a matter of fact. He was talking about day tripping. Talking about sleeping for a living. Here's a pallet full of condoms, kid. Good luck.
All right. Would you like to know? I'll give you a little bit of choose your adventure, and you can tell me.
I love choose my own adventure.
Would you like to know all of the things that were put in place to help Caleb succeed?
By Carl?
Yeah, by Carl and the family.
Okay.
Would you like to know about Caleb's bubble of support?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Port. Would you like to know about Caleb as a crier?
No, I don't need the crier. Is there anything more about the condoms?
That was only one paragraph about the condoms.
I'm not the only one.
I like the concept of Caleb as town crier, the house hall town crier.
Hear ye.
My office of coordinator sucks.
I wish he'd said it.
I hate him.
He basically said it with body language. How about the all the things
Wait, one more thing.
Oh, one more.
I'll throw one more.
Okay.
KOC's, Kevin O'Connell's philosophy on quarterbacking and why it kind of struck a chord with Caleb.
Save that for opening night.
Save that for Vikings.
All right, no problem.
Yeah.
All right.
I love that you read this stuff and brought it all to us. This is awesome. How about the things that were put in place?
Okay.
I'm curious about the things that were put in place, and maybe some of those are condoms in bulk.
Right.
Hold, he's crossing my
and
finger.
This is, if you're just joining us, I'm reading from American Kings, the Seth Wickersham book, which I would recommend.
Yeah.
It really does read like Dance Moms a little bit. Like, that's kind of what we've got going on here. It's a lot of relationship between quarterbacks and their dads and what that is like and how those people end up driving their sons to play the position. It reads, Caleb arrived for regular morning workouts at 5:30 a.m. He threw tennis balls for accuracy, pulled the resistance bands, and worked on rotational drills. Thomas and McCain coached him in youth ball and ran a passing offense. When he was effective, they encouraged him. When he was careless, they benched him. Quote, we didn't just teach him how to play quarterback, but how to be a quarterback, Thomas says. At home, Carl set the thermostat in Caleb's room to 68 degrees, which he had read was optimal temperature for proper rest.
Amazing.
Caleb's diet consisted of clean foods. He swam for all-around strength and attended hot yoga for all-around flexibility. At one point, Caleb's mother, Dana, signed him up for dance class to increase foot speed. Carl tried not to pressure his son, but to empower him by taking him at his word. Once Caleb didn't want to get out of bed and go to the gym expecting Carl to pull the blankets off as a rallying cry, Carl didn't. Quote, cool, I'm going back to bed, he said instead. Caleb popped up. His competitive fires were lit. So here's the thing. Going into this book, seeing some of the pull quotes from it, I found myself being like, oh, man, Carl Williams seems like he's a problem. The more I read of the book, the more I feel like he is in the same category as Richard Williams. He is in the same category as Earl Woods. He is in the same category as Archie Manning. And that the parallels could be drawn a little bit more. If I have one criticism of Seth's book, I don't think that he does a good enough job connecting Carl to the rest of the quarterback dads. And that should be done. It makes it seem like Carl is like a kind of a loose cannon.
Well,
and he's not.
Well, some of those references you made like were thought of as loose cannons along the way.
Anything I did that on purpose.
Yeah, history says that perhaps they were not, but you know, maybe Seth at time of writing is not ready to weigh in and say that Carl is not, because there's more that could be done here. There's more that could be done that could get his son in trouble, frankly. I mean, he tweeted pictures of Rome Odunze wide, you know, or it was a scheme. It was Rome not being open because nobody was open.
By the way, Rome's got his hair unbraided and it looks phenomenal. As someone who used to have a lot of hair, man, I'm jealous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.